Invasion. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Diana.
Diana. One,
Ross.
Two, three, 4 weeks in a row.
Two double D's, baby.
Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to just do a month worth of one letter since this is our last September show?
Remember when we started, if I go all the way back to last August, September,
right.
There was a bunch of shows we did where I did a letter.
You know, correct.
And you actually pointed it out. And then I sort of just went rogue.
Right.
But you know what it is? I've had a lot of people to honor lately. I've wanted to honor a new friend named Diana.
Wow. So some very nice.
And I've wanted to honor Donna. Yes.
Wow,
so
very nice. So D.
Sasha has been picking D's, but I won't always be one.
Okay, so October, I can look forward to possibly a new letter of the alphabet.
Oh, isn't that our Viva Las Vegas month?
Ooh, maybe.
I might have to pick something, you know, LV or, you know.
It might be. We're previewing it. That's right. The month of October, we'll be doing shows from
the Las Vegas. Trip.
Wonderful. We'll be doing shows from Las Vegas all month of October.
It's so amazing that the fabulous city of Las Vegas, Nevada has reached out to Paul
and invited
Sasha
us.
And invited us to do our community news podcast live from there.
Let me ask you a question. When we do these interviews on the street, who's going to protect the microphone? Because I'm very nervous about being robbed. I'm very nervous.
About our microphones?
Our microphones.
Steal that?
I don't know. Will you protect me?
Of course.
You will?
Yes.
So you will be, Diana will be protecting me on the strip in Las Vegas.
And the microphone.
I'll and the microphone.
As well.
You know, I'm bummed out.
Yes.
I got to segue out of Las Vegas.
Sure. I'm so excited, though. I can't wait.
I know. Me too, because I love Vegas.
Hashtag me too or just regular me too?
Both at this point.
Okay.
Hashtag
great.
And me too.
Okay. All right.
Let's face it. What I'm bummed about is I've been hanging out in the woods looking for naked people. And now you go back to the beach, and I miss the greatest beach thing. You know, the topless woman was something. I would have loved to have seen that.
Made me think of you right away. But this, what I saw, I was like, oh, my God, how is Paul not here with me? I saw a furry on the beach.
That's unbelievable.
Yes,
a real-life furry.
A real-life furry on the beach. And my children were with me. And I said, oh, my God, you guys, Paul would die if he saw this. We got to get a picture. And this furry was wearing a black sort of wolf's hat or black dog. I couldn't tell.
Uh-huh.
A full tail.
Of course.
Over clothing.
Yes.
And full furry feet. And then like leggings or like jeans. Like a full. And we were perplexed because it was pretty hot out.
Right.
And we're like, everyone else is like in bikinis and shorts. And this person believes enough in furryism to be in full furry regalia.
So the last good day on the beach.
Yes.
The Indian summer day on the beach, and they're in full. Everybody else
full
is having
furry.
A good time,
yes.
And they're furried out.
And it was so interesting, Paul. We were all fascinated. You know, my kids listen to the show.
Right.
So they're as fascinated as you and I at this
now,
point.
Now, do you fast forward certain parts
the
of the show,
parts?
Or do you let them listen
they're
straight
old
through?
Enough now I let them listen. When they were younger, I would not have let them listen to this kind
so
of
you
language.
Let them, right. So you let them listen to about hairy bushes and stuff
well,
like that.
Well, it's like this. Once they got to be of the age where all the kids at their school were having these disgusting, filthy garbage conversations, as
right.
they call them, about sex and drugs and whatever, I was like, okay, now I can admit that I also know these same words, right?
Right.
I also think that's good parenting because now that all these kids at school are saying all this stuff, well, who am I kidding? Some of them were saying it pretty young. But now that they're hearing this language all the time in sex talk, it would be silly for me to continue to act like a Puritan and a pilgrim that I was pretending to be.
When I think pilgrim, I think you.
Don't you
that's
picture
the first
me with
thing.
The black and white
right,
hat,
exactly.
The braids.
No bra.
No bra.
Exactly.
I don't think pilgrims were big into bras. I don't think bras were invented then. Were they even invented then?
I don't know.
Can I Google? Can I pick up my phone and Google?
No, you cannot.
Invented?
Because once you pick up
I
that phone
a feeling
to
it was
Google,
not invented.
It'll be a 20-hour discussion of
I
other
just
Facebook
have a feeling
stuff.
That it was not even invented during pilgrim days.
You know, all right.
So did the women,
you know Look,
aren't you curious?
I'm picking up my phone
when
and I'm going to Google.
When did brassiere get invented? I bet
bra
you anything
invented.
It wasn't 1600. So what did the women do?
I have no idea. What did they do? Who invented the bra invented in...
I bet 1800s.
Is that what your guess
I'm
is?
I'm guessing. What are you?
The modern bra in 1913.
Holy
Before
moly.
That, boobs were flying
That's what
free.
I'm saying. So talk about, you said in one of the last podcasts that the old man with the balls dragging. Imagine
right.
the boobs that were dragging in pilgrim days.
It was two handkerchiefs joined by ribbon.
Ah.
Mary Phelps Jacob. We have
That's
her
beautiful.
To thank
thank
for the
you,
bra.
Thank you, Mary Phelps Jacob, although I often snub my nose at your invention.
Right.
Go without it.
Yeah. Yes, you do. The town of Townport realizes that also.
Townport sends me bras in the mail. Remember when our great fan in Texas sent me two giant black bras in the mail? He'll be listening to this show. Yes. One thing I love about that number one super fan, he does not miss an episode.
That is wonderful.
I love our fans that are like that.
And we have plenty of fans all over the world the same way.
For listening that listen every week, I just want to say... Thank you.
And thank you for
Namaste.
Thank you for all the fan mail on our return shows. We love reading it. We love the comments.
We're
it's
so
really
happy
excited.
That you guys are happy that we're back.
Exactly.
We're so happy to be back.
We were very nervous.
You thought they would go away?
Well, I spent about 10, 15 therapy sessions on it.
What?
You know, my little neuroses.
Oh, your neuroses. I didn't think they would disappear.
You didn't?
You were worried?
I was very worried.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. No, I think they're all back. They couldn't wait.
All I can think about with summer hiatus was Who Shot JR. That's the only summer hiatus I can think of.
I remember the big show stopping.
Exactly. Yes. So that was it.
It's so sad that now he's gone for so many years, and I feel like all the people from our childhood, they're all just going, 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 gone.
Right.
And I don't know. Do you have this? Can we go back to our therapy talks? I have this feeling of impending death at all times. And as
it's a good thing you skipped out on therapy.
We don't even talk about that. We talk about nothing. Like what?
Well,
did
maybe
I do
you
last
should
week?
talk about that.
But she would say, "Let's not focus on such shipwreck." Like, what did I do last week? And what? It's just too whatever perfunctory. But.
Ooh, perfunctory. Nice word.
Vocab word for our community news listeners. You know what we should start this season? Like a few fun games. One would be, you guys keep a vocab list. If we teach you any new words that you don't know before, write them in a notebook, look them up.
Perfunctory. I got to write that down.
And then write into us, like using the word in a sentence. And we'll pick the best sentence with the use of the word, like perfunctory.
How about the best misuse of the
word? Or the best misuse. And we can send you something. Not a community news mug, because we need to sell those. We gave a lot away as prizes. We need to actually sell those for $15 a mug. But we could give you something else. Like, let's say, discarded bras from my...
Wow. That's worth more than a community news.
Yeah, discarded. I have some old bras.
Which would hold
more
liquid? The bra or the community news mug?
I'm going to have to say the bra if it's firm enough to hold liquid in it.
Right.
But here's the thing. I have some old bras that I tried to give away on our Townport gift economy.
And no one wanted
them. Over a year ago. No, somebody did want them. People give stuff out there all
the
time.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
You know, it wasn't a perverted man in the woods.
Yeah, right.
It was not a perverted man in the woods. It was not an old man trying to get it on with a drunk 28-year-old and take advantage of her. No, it was a woman. And the thing is, I had these bras that I spent a lot of money on. What you don't realize, Paul, is that bras are not cheap.
I understand
good bras.
That.
Do you know that?
Does of course I've gone bra shopping.
Does she share with you that a good bra is like $150? It's like not
what do you
cheap.
Think? I don't go into Victoria's Secret and walk around and look at the bras all the time?
Do you know I never took my husband shopping?
Really?
Yeah, I think it's weird when people drag the husband along for something he's so not interested in.
I'm interested in bras.
Oh, I guess that. Do you go shopping? With her for sweaters and
of course,
boots.
Why not?
You're
we
such
spend
a nice
time together.
Ex husband. Why don't right. I? I've never had a guy that I've ever taken shopping
really?
With. No. I think I was always very clear. Like, not. I'm not talking about the person I married. He is not like what I'm about to describe. But all the other people prior, it was very clear to me. They just want sex. They don't want to go shopping with me. They don't care. They don't care about the special at the Limited.
Right.
No, I wasn't dragging them to the mall. We were either. Having sex, doing some kind of activity pre-having sex.
Right.
That was something that they were hoping would get me to have sex.
Uh-huh.
Or we were post-having sex and they were pretending that we're just all cool, that we're just good friends.
Okay. I'm just curious if this part your kids will be listening to or not.
Well, I mean, is that me as Sasha? Or is that me as Diana?
I have no idea. Or
that's the thing.
I have
that's
no
what's
idea.
That's so beautiful about the show. I can always just go, that wasn't something that happened in your mom's life.
Right.
That just happened in Diana, who is Sasha's life. Who
I
is
understand.
Anne.
I understand.
It's never necessarily
so
me.
It's like three layers of the onion, but they're all the same.
No, but see, I tell them when it's me. Like the story about the college friend from Zaire.
Right.
I tell them that was a true story.
Correct.
If I'm going to look like a complete, like, derelict in the story, I perhaps will not say it was a true story. But I'm not saying it's derelict. What I'm saying, no. Actually, you know what? I would tell my kids this. I was very clear about the scope.
Oh, I thought that sentence, I was very something, another
I
word
was
I was going to follow.
The scope of my relationships. And I'm actually going to say, I'm proud of this, that as a woman, I was not a woman who was like, this guy's in love with me. My friends, we would go out, we'd be at bars, whatever. They'd be like, this is the guy I'm going to marry. They'd want to have a 12-hour conversation with you about, this is the guy I'm going to marry. He said he's going to call. He didn't call Tuesday. What do you think that means? And this is long before the whole, he's just not that into you book.
Right.
That guy wrote. I would say, he's not into you. He doesn't like you. And they would go, no, wait, wait, he said this. He doesn't like you. Like, no one's that, I can't use the word. No one's that, what word can I say? Instead of intellectually challenged, that they don't know how to find you. If right. they want to find you, they're going to find you. They're going to call you. Like, right. if you're with
so
someone,
if they want to find you, they'll find you.
Well, the point was, if they're not calling, it's not because right. they're trapped under something heavy. There wasn't a fire. They weren't in a car accident. They don't like you. And all that stuff they told you to have sex with you was just to have sex. But I'm amazed. So many girls don't know that. They'd right. be like making all. So I'm proud of that. I would tell my kids. Yeah. I was very clear on the scope of my relationships with men. So I wasn't like, want to go with me to Express and the Limited and Banana Republic and help me sweater shop. I was very clear. Like, this guy just wants to have sex with me. And I'm going to either decide if I want that or not.
So is this, who is this talking? Because I'm very confused in your civil personality.
This is Diana.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that I'm not ashamed of that. I'm proud of that.
Okay, so when the kids listen to this, just so they understand, this is Diana.
This is Diana, but I will tell the kids that it's always good to know the actual scope of your relationships. Not every girl, I have boys, I'll tell them, not every girl is really in love with you or interested in you.
Right.
And you should be clear with girls about what you're, hopefully they won't just be like that, you know?
Perfect.
We're not growing up in the 80s.
Oh, like you and I were. What a wonderful moral lesson to close out this episode of Community News.
I still can't believe you go shopping with her.
Why? Like, I love shopping.
I think it's so, maybe it's because you're like a Jewish guy. I think it's so weird though when I see couples shopping and the guy's shopping for girly stuff. I'm always like,
oh, I'm not shopping.
This guy doesn't
I just
want
go.
To be here.
I walk around. I don't
but
shop.
See, I always think this guy does not want to be here while you pontificate. Should I get it in chartreuse or should I get
well,
it in yellow?
Well, so as you can
like
imagine,
never put
at some point, I just put an end to everything.
Did you just tune out?
I don't tune out. I just say,
see,
let's
like,
go,
just,
buy
I,
it, or get the hell
but
out.
But I'm just saying, I could never put a man through that. First of all, I don't pontificate. Like, I'm pretty
right.
decisive. I know what I want. But I would never have a guy standing there with me and even think a guy wants to be like, should I get it in cashmere? Or is the Angora good? Like, that's just not a conversation a guy wants to have. So I'm, like, fully aware. I mean, unless they're gay. And I enjoy my gay male friends.
Right.
But maybe I would take them shopping, but I'm not going to ask any heterosexual guy to stand there like an adult while I shop for clothing.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Okay.
And on that moral note.
On that note.
My name is Paul.
And my name is Diana by way of Sasha.
Diana by way of Sasha. I will see you in Vegas next week.
Vegas, baby! Now, it's so interesting because we're going to be like putting a whole ixnay on the whole what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas because we're going to be broadcasting live what happens in Vegas.
Perfect.
Well, I mean, at least one should be live, don't you think?
Even better.
We'll record the others, but I think we need to do one live.
We will be doing it.
Can't wait to meet them at the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce who have invited us.
I will see you next week on the West Coast.
Should I wear all feathers and bows and glisteny? Like, I'm trying to decide my wardrobe.
You know you're going to wear. What are you asking me for? Of course you're going
to
wear it.
You stores with your wife, so I want to know. Should I wear, like, full-on Liberace, like, sequins?
Of course you should.
Okay. I'm going to, since I'm not going to be in Townport, I'm going to even wear cleavage.
Wow.
I'm going to show cleavage. I'm going to go back to my wild days.
Unbelievable.
Pre-Townport and children.
These are shows you're not going to want to miss.
Do not miss our shows.
As always, take care, community.
As always, it's so great to see you, Paul, and we love you, community.
We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.